Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so ready to dig into this full star vegetable chopper with you today.
Me too. This should be fun.
I've been seeing it everywhere online, and honestly,
Oh yeah.
I'm a little skeptical.
Like it.
Does it really live up to the hype? All those claims about being a total time saver and making you a better cook. And
Right.
so we're diving deep into their marketing materials today.
Awesome.
No sugarcoating, just trying to figure out what this gadget's all about.
Let's get into it.
So, first impressions, what do you think? When you see those ads, what jumps out at you?
Well, the first thing I notice is they're really pushing that it's not just a chopper. It's like four tools in one.
Yeah, the four-in-one thing.
Chopping, slicing, dicing, even spiralizing, all in one compact gadget.
Well, which for someone like me with a limited counter space,
Oh, absolutely.
that's appealing.
It's a space saver for sure.
No more one-trick ponies cluttering up my drawers. But do you think people are really looking for that? Like, is that the main selling point for most people, or is it more about speed?
Well, I think both are important, right? People want convenience,
Yeah.
but they also want versatility.
Yeah. True.
And the full star seems to be trying to hit both of those notes.
And they definitely play up the safety angle too.
Oh, for sure, with the non-slip base and that hand protector.
Which, peace of mind in the kitchen is never a bad thing.
No, not at all.
But I have to admit, sometimes I'm so rushed, I'm like, forget the hand protector, gotta get dinner on the table.
I hear you.
So I wonder how much people actually prioritize safety over speed in real life.
That's a good point. It's like a trade-off, isn't it?
It
No
is.
one wants to end up in the ER because they were trying to chop an onion too fast.
No, definitely not.
But at the same time, we're all busy.
We are.
So it's about finding that balance.
And they do talk a lot about speed, like how this thing can help you chop veggies in seconds.
Oh, yeah. They really emphasize the time-saving aspect.
But beyond just speed, they also go on and on about the consistency of the cuts.
Right. Like getting perfectly diced onions every time.
And I'm wondering, is that really something people care about? Or is it just marketing fluff? Like, does it really make a difference in the final dish?
I actually think it does make a difference.
Really?
Yeah, think about it.
Okay.
If you have unevenly chopped veggies, some pieces might be overcooked, others undercooked,
Oh, yeah, true.
and the texture can be off.
I hadn't really thought about it like
It's
that.
like if you're making salsa
Okay.
and you have some huge chunks of tomato and some tiny bits of onion,
It wouldn't be very good.
it wouldn't be as good. It wouldn't have that perfect blend of flavors and textures.
That makes sense.
So consistency.
Okay.
So consistency is important.
All right. I'm convinced.
Good.
But let's be honest, one of the things that always makes me hesitate before pulling out a fancy gadget
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
is the cleanup.
The dreaded cleanup.
All those little parts and
Yeah.
crevices. Is this thing a nightmare to clean? Or,
That's a valid question.
have they thought this through?
Well, it seems like they have.
Okay.
They specifically mention that it's easy to disassemble.
Okay.
And that most of the parts are dishwasher safe.
That's key.
It's like they're trying to address that common pain point.
Exactly. No one wants to spend more time scrubbing dishes than they did cooking the meal.
No, absolutely not.
So that's a plus for the full star.
Definitely.
Okay, we've talked about chopping, slicing, dicing, but what about this whole spiralizing thing?
Oh, yeah, the spiralizer.
I mean, that's not something you usually see in a basic chopper.
It's definitely a bonus feature.
Is it just a gimmick, or do you think people will actually use it?
I think it depends. Some people might not be into it,
Yeah.
but for those who are trying to eat healthier, more veggies,
Right.
I think it could be a really cool feature.
Like zucchini noodles instead of pasta.
Exactly. Or you could make veggie ribbons for salads.
So it's kind of tapping into those current health trends.
It is. It's like they're trying to appeal to a wider audience.
Okay, I see what they're doing.
It's clever.
It is.
But do they actually tell you how W to use the spiralizer?
That's a good question. I'm looking at the material here. They mention zucchini noodles, veggie ribbons, but
But that's about it.
not a lot of details.
Not a full-blown tutorial or anything.
So maybe they're leaving it up to our imaginations.
Maybe, or maybe they're just assuming people already know how to use a spiralizer.
True. Maybe they're like, if you're buying this, you're already a spiralizing pro.
Ew.
Who knows? Okay, let's move on to the price.
All right, the big question.
Is this thing gonna break the bank?
Well, based on their marketing,
Okay.
they're really emphasizing value.
Value.
They say it's a quality product at an affordable price.
So not like top of the line luxury chopper.
Not a status symbol chopper.
More like accessible to the average person.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
You too.
So we've got versatility, we've got safety, hopefully ease of cleaning.
And hopefully a decent price.
But one thing that really caught my eye, they keep talking about how this chopper can help you make restaurant quality dishes at home.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
What do you think they mean by that? Like, is that just a marketing ploy or is there something to it?
Well, I think it's a bit of both.
Okay.
It's definitely a catchy slogan, but I also think there's some truth to it.
Really?
Yeah. Remember when we were talking about consistency?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the hallmarks of restaurant cooking.
Sure.
Having ingredients that are uniformly chopped can make a huge difference in the final presentation and even the taste of a dish.
You're right. I never thought about it like that before.
And that's where the full star comes in. It's like they're saying, hey, you don't have to be a professional chef to achieve professional looking results.
Interesting.
So it's not just e-marketing. It's about giving people the tools to elevate their cooking.
Okay. I'm starting to see their angle.
It's clever.
It is, but it also makes me wonder, what does restaurant quality even mean to the average person? Like, are we talking Michelin star fancy or just better than takeout?
That's a great question. And I think it's probably different for everyone.
Yeah, maybe it's more about feeling confident in the kitchen, like you can create something special.
Exactly. Like you're not limited to just basic meals.
Or maybe it's about impressing your friends and family.
Maybe.
Like, wow, you made this.
All right. It looks amazing.
I think it's all of those things and maybe even more.
It's about the experience, the feeling, the end result.
Yeah, it's about taking your cooking to the next level, whatever that level may be for you.
Exactly. And that's a pretty powerful message.
It is. And it makes me want to dig even deeper into this full star chopper and see if it really can live up to those promises.
Me too. Let's keep going.
All right, let's do it.
It's a really interesting angle they're taking.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about chopping veggies faster. It's about elevating your entire cooking game. Do you think people really buy into that idea, or are they more focused on the practical aspects like speed and convenience?
That's a great question. I think it probably depends on the person. Some people might be drawn to the idea of creating restaurant quality dishes at home, while others might be more focused on just getting dinner on the table quickly and easily.
I think you're right. There's a whole spectrum of cooks out there, from the aspiring chefs to the just give me something quick and healthy folks. But let's dig a little deeper into this restaurant quality claim. What aspects of restaurant cooking do you think the full star is trying to replicate?
Well, for me, one of the things that always stands out about restaurant food is the presentation. Everything is so beautifully arranged and the vegetables are always perfectly chopped.
Precisely. And remember how we were talking about consistency? That's a huge part of it. Restaurant chefs have mastered the art of creating uniformly sized pieces, which not only looks appealing, but also ensures even cooking.
Right. It's like they have a magic wand that transforms a pile of raw ingredients into a culinary masterpiece. But maybe the full star is the closest thing we home cooks have to that magic wand.
Maybe so. It's like they're saying, hey, you don't have to go to culinary school or spend a fortune on fancy equipment to achieve that level of precision. But here's a fun thought experiment. What are some of your favorite veggie-heavy dishes that you'd love to recreate more easily at home? I'm talking about those meals that always seem so much more impressive when you order them at a restaurant.
Oh, that's easy. For me, it would have to be a classic ratatouille. All those vibrant colors and perfectly diced vegetables just scream restaurant quality.
Yeah.
But chopping all those different veggies by hand, it's practically a full day project.
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
And imagine how much faster and easier it would be with the full star.
Yeah.
You could have that gorgeous restaurant worthy ratatouille on the table in a fraction of the time.
Right. And it wouldn't just be faster. It would probably look a lot better too. Hmm. My knife skills are, let's just say they're a work in progress.
We've all been there. But that's the beauty of a tool like the full star. It takes the guesswork out of chopping and helps you achieve those professional looking results. But let's go back to the different blades and functions for a second. They talk a lot about them, but do they give any specific examples of what each blade is best for?
They do mention the square blade is great for dicing onions, which makes sense. But I'm curious about the other blades. What about the spiralizer? They mention zucchini noodles and garnishes, but what else could you use it for?
That's where things get really interesting. Think beyond zucchini. What about sweet potato noodles for a fun twist on Asian-inspired dishes? Or how about carrot ribbons for a vibrant salad? The possibilities are practically endless.
Wow, you're making me want to run out and buy one of these things right now. But they don't really give us a lot of guidance on the spiralizer, do they? It's kind of like, here's the tool, now go figure it out.
It's true. They could definitely provide more specific instructions and recipe ideas. But maybe there's something to be said for leaving some room for creativity. It's an invitation to experiment and discover new culinary possibilities.
I like that perspective. It's like they're giving us the tools and then stepping back to let us be the artists in the kitchen. But let's be real, some of us are better artists than others. Do you think the average home cook will be able to master all the different functions of the full star?
That's a valid concern. It's definitely a multifunctional tool, and there's definitely a learning curve involved. But I think it comes down to how intuitive the design is. If it's easy to use and the blades are clearly labeled and straightforward to switch out, then I think most people will be able to figure it out without too much trouble.
That makes sense. It's all about finding that balance between versatility and user-friendliness. So far, we've talked a lot about the potential benefits of the full star, the speed, the consistency, the creative possibilities. But are there any potential downsides that we should consider?
That's a really important question. Every kitchen gadget has its pros and cons. One thing that comes to mind is durability. They're positioning the full star as a quality product at an affordable price point. But those two things don't always go hand in hand.
Right. And with all those moving parts and different blades, it's fair to wonder how well it will hold up over time.
Exactly. Only time and real-world use will tell how durable it truly is. Another potential downside is storage. They emphasize the compact design, which is great for small kitchens. But what about all the different blades? Do they come with a convenient storage case? Or are you going to end up with a drawer full of loose blades that are easy to misplace?
That's a good point. I hate it when kitchen gadgets come with a bunch of accessories that just end up cluttering up my drawers. Ideally, they would have thought of a clever way to store everything together, but we'll have to wait and see what the actual product looks like. Speaking of the product, they're making some pretty bold claims in their marketing materials. Do you think the Full Star actually lives up to the hype? Or is it all just clever marketing spin?
That is the question, isn't it? I mean, we see these ads and it's easy to get excited.
Right, the marketing is slick.
But will it actually deliver?
I guess we'll have to try it out ourselves to know for sure.
Exactly. But from what we've seen so far, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Me too. I like that they're focused on making it user-friendly.
Totally. If a gadget is a pain to use, it just ends up gathering dust in a cupboard.
Exactly. No one wants that.
And I have to say, I am kind of intrigued by all the possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can see myself getting creative with it, trying out new recipes.
Like having a secret weapon in the kitchen.
Exactly. It's like suddenly I'm not limited by my chopping skills. That's the power of a good gadget.
It is. It can really open up new possibilities.
And maybe even inspire us to cook more often.
That's the dream, right?
Totally.
All right. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you, our listeners.
Yes. Chime in.
What are your thoughts on the Full Star Chopper?
Are you as intrigued as we are?
Or are you totally skeptical?
Maybe you already have one, and you can share your experience.
Let us know in the comments. We love hearing from you.
Absolutely. It's always great to get different perspectives.
All right. That's it for our deep dive into the Full Star Vegetable Chopper.
We covered a lot of ground today.
We did, from the different blades.
To the safety features.
To that whole restaurant quality thing.
Hopefully you learned something new.
And maybe you're even feeling inspired to step up your veggie game.
That's what we like to hear.
So until next time. Happy cooking, everyone.
And happy chopping.